This episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yabor, and I'm here with the charismatic Susan Madison, the mindset coach, who has joined me on the magic sofa to share some wise words about positivity and changing one's mindset. Susan, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Hello, Lily, my lovely. I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me on your sofa today.
Great. Now, since we're talking tea, what's your favourite tea?
I like a bit of green tea. But you know those pucker teas?
Ones.
They've got a really yummy one. It's like a licorice and cinnamon. So it's got a little
sweet taste. It's so cute to have something so exotic and exciting. Now, let's take a look at the brand name Susan Madison. She's a powerful transformational coach and mesmerizing speaker. She's fascinated by the mind, flies the geek flag, speaks fluent Java, and loves talking biz and tech, but most passionate about freedom, self-discovery, and continuous growth. As a coach, she has NLP in her toolbox, as well as a long list of life experience to draw from. She packs a lot of life into her very few years, I think. We're not going to say how many. Born and raised in Saudi Arabia, she skipped A-levels and uni to become the world's youngest person to obtain a Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer certificate. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, no, that's networking. Networking
stuff. Okay, right. So that's the networking thing.
Yeah, as in computer networks, your Windows stuff, that kind of thing.
Oh gosh, that's too clever for me, Susan. She then leapt straight into the ever-changing, fast-paced world of software development, where she spent 16 years as a lone tigress in a male-dominated industry. In 2004, Susan walked away from the corporate world to pursue a more fulfilling profession as a life coach. She helps men and women get clarity on what to do next. She fundamentally changes the way you think about yourself, your business, your relationships, and your life. Well, there you have it. So Susan Madison is in the house.
Yes, I am.
Lily, you are in the house, Susan. Tea with Lily is a social enterprise arm of Lynx Media, a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. And the aim of the show is to give Susan, your brand, a voice. So tell us a little bit more about the brave lone tigress geek that you were, the journey from that to a transformational coach. How did that come about?
Okay, then. So my dad's always been in IT. So obviously, I've always been playing with computers since I was like 3. I actually took a hard drive to show and tell when I was 5.
No way.
Yes. So I've always been into computers. But then, so I started my journey into self about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I decided that to open Pandora's box and face my past and really look at why I was doing what I was doing and who I was and why I wasn't this really super successful person I knew I could be. You know, because to an observer, my life looked fabulous and fun, which it was, but like inside, I was not happy. Like inside, I was crying out for help. You know, the mind can hurt as much as the body.
Okay.
So I decided to open up Pandora's box, and a few years into the journey into self, that question of purpose, you know, what am I meant to be doing? I'm not meant to be coding websites and looking after developers for the rest of my life, working for someone else. And the question that got me the answer, which flipped my life around, was what lights me up?
Yeah.
What makes me really, really happy? And the answer, Lily, was simply helping people.
Yeah.
You know, when someone either, whether it's get more money, you know, help them out with the interview, getting a job, or turn crazy psycho needy girl into confident sexy lady.
Oh, I want to be one.
Yeah.
Confident sexy lady.
Do that. Or, you know, you help someone maybe forgive their abusive family member, you know, serious stuff like that. Yeah. That's when I get like the happy tears.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got that answer, helping people, it's like I got like this other voice in my head going, be a life coach. I was going, okay, like, I got no idea what that is. No idea if you can get paid for it either, but it felt like really good inside. And so I just went, right, that's what I'm going to do.
Great. Okay. That helping people lights you up. I like that.
Yes.
So, Susan, I've been doing some research, and I mentioned earlier you being a lone tigress with some household names such as Virgin Media.
Yes.
And what was it like, and how has that shaped what you do today?
Okay. So I love the IT tech world. But it was very lonely, because especially I was in the field of software development and the really technical areas, there's no women there. So I'm literally surrounded by men. So it did make me in my 20s very guy-like. So very logical and emotionless.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things I started to look at, because it was being logical and emotionless. Yes, it got me so far, and it's great for career in like the corporate world in a male dominated area, but it also holds you back.
Yeah.
So it was when I actually started to, so it was okay to be a bit girly and actually feel my feelings and express them. That's when, you know, in my personal development journey, that's when things started to change.
Mm-hmm.
Started to be more my authentic self and also have authentic relationships.
Yeah.
Because if I was always really happy, Susan, everything's fine, you know, you don't ask for help from people and you don't really tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
So they can't help you. They'll be like crying on your shoulder and asking for you help all the time. So it's a bit of a one-way inauthentic relationship, if you like.
Yeah. It's all about showing, being able to show your vulnerability, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah.
That is what I do now. I'm literally very open and bare my soul to clients and when I'm speaking. And that's where you get the connection, and that's where people, that's the stuff people want to hear. They want to know that you're, you know, I get called a machine still, you know, I do the work hard, play harder thing. But, you know, people want to know that you are actually human.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everything's perfect and you have negative thoughts and feelings and all that kind of stuff.
There's some days you think, oh Lord, what is going on? Why me? Why me? Not again.
Indeed.
Great. Thanks for that, Susan. Which one thing do you do well, and what is the secret? Because we want to know.
Righty. Well, the one thing I get asked about all the time is confidence. Because I am just genuinely confident. And the secret to that, because I wasn't always that way, I used to have this thing called fake confidence. Oh. But the secret to genuine confidence is know thyself and love thyself.
Sounds like something that's come out of a scripture.
Yes.
Is that the Susan Bible?
It is the Susan Bible.
I love it.
Getting to know you and who you are, and you know, learning to like you, and then really loving yourself.
Mm.
That is honestly, from, you know, the coaching experience I've had, that is like the foundation to everything. As soon as that's there, then you can start layering on all the other stuff.
Know thyself. Love it.
Yes.
You've been featured in the FT, and you've done a few firsts, as I, you know, mentioned, Microsoft certified engineer. I mean, it's a huge wow. The thing is, you look normal. You're not weird. And something that perhaps you didn't know about me, I used to work with geeks once upon a time. In a previous life, I used to be a knowledge manager for advanced technology in my previous life at Arthur Andersen. So I worked with them. Software engineering was part of it. And most of them were geeks, and you're not. That's amazing.
I know. I'm breaking the mold to what it is to be a geek. You know, and people always used to like, you know, what do I do? And they'd be like, oh, are you a model? Are you like an actress? And I'm just like, no, actually, I can program software.
So tell us a little bit about how you've done that. You know, what sort of things that have come about you being in the software world?
Okay. Well, I think, you know, being a woman surrounded by men, you kind of bring a breath of fresh air into it. And, you know, and it's also flying the geek flag, saying, you know, geeks are cool. You know, we're not all those ones that you used to see on the books with like the big glasses.
Yeah.
you know, nowadays they are actually pretty cool people. And you need us as well. Geeks are really important.
Yeah.
But one thing I used to bring, so I also used to be part of the team. So I'd actually, you know, build the relationships and actually inject a little bit of fun into the team rather than just kind of sit there talking to each other on Messenger. Yeah, so it's being, you know, just bringing a breath of fresh air into the world of software development. Also, you know, letting other people know that it's okay to dive into it. Big scary thing. And that was the one thing at Virgin Media that was quite refreshing. That was the first company where, not necessarily in the technical department, but in the project management areas and the business areas, there was more women.
Okay.
And really lovely to see other women in the office. And like, they were actually nice. It was really good to be able to have those connections, relationships, rather than just be surrounded by men the whole time.
Great. So being a key member of the team, what sort of things did you achieve there?
Oh, okay. So with Virgin Media, we did the cool stuff like put the super fast broadband in. So the 50 meg, 100 meg services. I've left now, but they've got the 200 meg services in there. And what other kind of fun stuff did you do? I think that was it for Virgin Media. But, you know, I've had my own companies before when I was in the IT world. And so I had quite a fun and innovative one, which nobody will have heard of this technology. It was digital pen and paper. And that was the one that was featured in the FT for a form-based solution for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, fun. And you were part of that, or you developed that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was actually my own company, the digital pen and paper one.
Oh, no. I have to look that up.
Yeah, you probably won't find it now, but it's called Incology, so ink with a Q, Incology.
Oh, interesting, interesting. And now you're a certified master practitioner of NLP and coach and mindset shifter.
This is true. Yeah, and so all that means in neuro-linguistic programming is I really understand how your mind works.
Yeah.
And I can reprogram those fears, those limiting beliefs, those decisions, phobias, anxiety, depression. I can magic all of that away.
Oh, yay. I'll come and see you.
Yes. You're more than welcome to see me, Lily.
Good. So, Susan.
Yes.
What looking back, what would you say to your 16-year-old self now?
Okay. It's actually something I'm really passionate about. So obviously this mindset stuff. How different would the world be if this was actually in schools?
Interesting.
So, yeah, just imagine if you know, knew that opinions weren't facts and that your thoughts create your reality. So what I'd say to my 16-year-old self is really get to know how your mind works.
Yeah.
And also, you know, your mindset, what you're thinking and believing is everything. It's so important. And another one of my favorite quotes is actually from Jim Rohn. Mm-hmm. And he says that your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development.
Hmm.
So I'd love to plant that seed in my 16-year-old self and maybe start that journey, you know, 10 years sooner than I actually did.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine being taught that at school now? And I think perhaps now it's more important to have those sort of conversations because kids are exposed to so much very early on in their lives.
Yes, I know they're literally bombarded with everything social media. It's not like you're just bullied on the playground anymore. It's like in your face, you know, how you should look, what you should say. And, you know, people, you know, on Facebook, it's like the glamorous version of your life.
Of course. We're all doing it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But it's more difficult for kids nowadays. So I'd love for the mindset type of education to be in schools.
Well, there's no reason why you can't talk to government ministers for you to be part of writing the curriculum.
Exactly. Now, there was some recent news. I think they're putting mindfulness class into schools, which is kind of similar. It's more being, you know, aware of your thoughts and present in the moment. So it's starting to shift. There is happening.
Good. Right, let's listen to one testimonial. Who this is from, and you can tell me if I won't say who it's from.
Yeah.
And this person says, I feel more alert, engaged, and driven to get what I want out of life. Negative self-doubting and criticism are a thing of the past. Initially, I wasn't sure who I would be, but the new consistent level of self-confidence is an incredible transformation on its own. Knowing my own self-worth and value, I feel empowered to continue making necessary changes and adventures in my life for personal development and fun. So, Susan, you did that for somebody. How does that make you feel?
That's why I do what I do, Lily. I just love watching the transformation happen before my very eyes.
Yeah.
Knowing that you've contributed and changed someone's world, and they actually love themselves and value themselves and know that they can do anything they put their mind to. That just that makes me so happy.
Fantastic. So this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the charismatic Susan Madison, the mindset shifter, whose mantra is that everything starts in the mind. Change your mind, transform your life. So, Susan, let's talk about your coaching practice, a little bit about the coaching practice and how it actually works.
Okay, alrighty. So, I'm a life coach, and I specifically focus on mindset. You know, that's, I believe, is the root of all of your presenting problems. And your mindset, what you're thinking and believing about yourself, about your world, about others, that mindset is a crucial building block for success in any area of your life, relationships or a business as an entrepreneur or just career or, you know, family or the health fitness thing. Everything starts in your mind first. You know, your body will literally do whatever you want it to do. It'll put up with a lot of stuff, but it's your mind that you have to convince.
Okay. Yes. So mind first before the physical stuff, what you think becomes what your, body will do.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And your thoughts, they literally do create your reality. So, you know, all you are right now is a result of all your past thoughts and actions.
Oh, okay.
You might not like the sound of that, but, you know, literally where you are now and the life you have now is a result of your thoughts and actions and what you're thinking and believing about yourself.
Oh, I better think happy thoughts.
Yes, exactly. Focus on what you want.
and that will manifest itself.
Yes.
So give us an idea. I mean, let's look at who would be your typical client or, you know, the ideal client. What would they look like?
Okay. So I work with men and women. And my ideal clients are people in their 20s and 30s who are just bored of who they're being. And they tend to be quite an ambitious person and achiever, but they know they're just like coasting right now. They're not putting in 100%. And they know it's them that's holding themselves back, but they don't necessarily know why. And these people tend to be working in the corporate desk jobs, working for someone else, but would secretly love to be their own boss one day.
But
right now, it's just such a distant dream, given their current state of mind and what they believe about themselves. And they might have, you know, they might actually have quite severe problems. They could have, you know, severe anxiety where they're constantly worrying and panic attacks, or, you know, a persistent depression that just won't go away. Or...
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that, Susan.
We all do it. We all do it.
Well, you look like, you know, such a good girl.
I know that in my 20s, that was my decade of debauchery, trying to be comfortably numb, you know, take away all the pain, or, you know, chemically induce that happy or appear confident or part of the cool crowd because, you know, you need to be liked. But I don't need to do that stuff anymore. I'm just happy as is.
happy on life. That's good. That's good. Well done for coming this far, Susan.
Thank you.
So let me play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And I'm a high achieving corporate person.
Yep.
Stressed to an inch of my life. Late nights, early starts, feeling anxious like you've described. Yet A1 thinks that I've got it all. If I came to you, What will you do with me?
Okay. So I have two programs. Mm-hmm. How much you want to invest in yourself, but either do the 90-day, so 3 months of coaching. And in that, we have the weekly Skype coaching call. And then I'll see you once a month for a day. And that's where I work my NLP magic on you and get my sledgehammer out and really resolve any of those unrepressed negative emotions, those limiting beliefs, any fears, magic them away in the space of a few hours. Because, you know, the reason why you feel bad and you don't know why, it's usually stuff that happened way, way, way in the past. So you might think you're angry or resentful about current situation, but it's actually a situation when you were, I don't know, 8 years old.
Okay.
And you feel it's unresolved and you're still thinking, being triggered by the current situation. So I do that. And it's, first of all, it is the shifting all of those fears and those limiting beliefs and those negative emotions and really getting to know yourself a little bit more. And then I give you the tools and teach you how to flip your mindset and how you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
And then it is literally just focusing your mind, you know, no focus, no goals, keep getting what you don't want or staying as is. Mm. So once you've kind of shifted all the stuff that's been holding you back unconsciously or consciously, then we start to work on, go deep on the self-love, really getting to know yourself, love yourself, so you get that genuine confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
And then help you actually start planning this awesome life and career that you want to have.
Okay, so it's sort of in three stages, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So really shift the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
and then you know, get to know you, that know thyself, love thyself,
yeah,
get that confidence. And then it's what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And I help you be the architect or director of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
And do that in the 90 days, or I do a breakthrough session, which is the 2-day NLP intensive, and that completely clears you up, realigns all your values, and gets you moving towards where you want in the space of 2 days, believe it
okay.
or not. Yes.
So that's the accelerated thing.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 days, full on,
yep.
Clear all the stuff.
Yep, it is possible. So if you really know how your mind works and know how to reprogram your mind and kind of shift all the stuff you might be repressing, you can affect transformation. It's like I love doing the breakthrough session. You literally see this person change in the space of 44 hours. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Okay. I believe you. I'm just amazed by it all. You wear several hats, Susan, such as the girl geek, successful entrepreneur,
ooh,
leader of men. Mm-hmm. I want some of that, baby. And a coach and everything. Which is your favorite? Which one of them is your favorite career pastime?
Oh, it's got to be the coaching people. You know, I mean, that could have even been when I was a leader of men in the IT days, or what I do now. Like, I genuinely love helping people shift and snapping them back into focus so that they can actually live the life they really want to have. You know, and just watching, you know, fellow human and their life transform before my eyes, it's a beautiful, beautiful blessing. And I feel very honored to have found my passion and purpose and to being able to create a business out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes you see people who are passionate about something and keep doing it without the strong, you know, business plan behind it. If you do that, you're just continuing to make it a hobby because you're not earning from it.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing I learned when I was immersing in the mm-hmm. coaching industry. I've had done businesses in IT before, but doing it solopreneur is a little bit different. And there's four other people there. It's a bit easier. But what I learned when I went to Tony Robbins' Business Mastery,
mm-hmm.
he uses the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, quite a lot. But what he said about business is 80% psychology of the owner and
yeah.
then 20% strategies, processes.
Mm.
I think he also said that, you know, all business is a repeatable process that makes money.
Yes.
And it's not making money, it's an expensive hobby.
An expensive hobby indeed. I do know about that. So let's listen to the second testimonial, Susan.
Okay.
And this is what somebody else said about you when you were not in the room. Ooh. I have gained a very happy pathway to mental freedom. I'm now the only tool I need to have anything I want in my life as long as I stick to my coaching. I have lost bouts of worry I used to have. I still do get them, but they don't happen as often or last as long. I now control them and they do not control me. So this is another person that you, whose life you changed. And yes. How do you feel when you said, whether it's in your inbox or whether they said, how does that make you feel?
Oh, okay. So obviously when we're wrapping up the coaching, mm-hmm. I do this thing called a retrospective. It's actually from the Agile software development world, but it's kind of reviewing.
Yeah.
Where you've been. And when, honestly, when I read them, it's like, I'm not a crying person, but I do well up a bit and I'm just like so happy. And because it's, you know, you've done it, but then to actually have your client, you know, say what they got from it and, yeah. you know, express their gratitude and say they're a raving fan of yeah. what you do, that is an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the charismatic Susan Madison, the mindset shifter, whose mantra is that everything starts in the mind. Change your mind and transform your life. So let's start with a wrap up. It can't all be work, work, work. And you say you did play a lot.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you do now to just relax? What do you do to chill?
Okay. So, well, at the moment, I actually have a giant puppy. I have a 7-month-old Great Dane that is probably as tall as you, Lily, when he stands up.
You want to say I'm short?
No, honestly, he's massive.
I'm tiny, I know.
So a lot right now is I'll relax with the dog. So, you know, when I get home today, I'm going to go take him for a walk. But there's many, many things. So cake, I loved a cake, Lily.
But Susan, you're so trim. Where do you hide it?
Well, this is the other mind thing. Like, I actually eat quite a lot. But when I'm eating the cake, I am not feeling guilty about this.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely enjoying it. Fair enough, when I got, you know, towards the 30s, couldn't eat the whole cake 3 times a day. You know, a slice a day is fine now.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know where it goes. You know, your mind uses up a lot of energy. So yeah, I like cake, yummy things. But I also, I like engine noise and cars and motorbikes. And I actually own a motorbike. And she's beautiful. My
stop,
other
stop right there. You own a motor. Why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, remember, I used to be, you know, surrounded by men. You end up being quite guy-like.
Is it a Harley Davidson?
No. Proper bike, like a racing one.
No way.
Yeah, she does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, Lily. That's like very.
So
very
you just go vroom 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 across town.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You don't get stopped by traffic or, you know, queues or anything like that. You just go.
Are you one of those people that will stop at traffic lights and annoy all the pedestrians by just revving that engine?
Yes, that is me. I honestly, when I hear an engine rev, whether it's a bike or a supercar or, you know, some other decent car, and I get a big cheesy smile on my face.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry if I've been annoying you people, but it makes me smile.
Well, sometimes you're walking down the road in your own little world, and all hear is that revving of the motorbike engine. But hey, it's yes. all good. If that's your passion, who are we to stop you?
Yeah, indeed. And dancing, that's my favourite way to unwind, whether it's in the bedroom, or if I'm going to a friend's wedding tonight, so I will be unleashing on the dance floor. But in fact, that's my role. She's like, you need to get everyone dancing. Like,
yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Actually, love dancing as well. It doesn't feel like exercise. It's one of the easiest ways to actually burn a few calories without even thinking about it.
Exactly, and it gets those happy chemicals going as well.
Yeah, I do Zumba twice a week.
Oh, I love the Zumba. Shake the booty, Lily.
Yeah. I say to people, I'm off to shake my moneymaker.
Yes. Love it.
So Charity. Let's talk briefly about charities. And we all support charities for personal reasons. Well, most of us do. Which charities do you support and why?
Okay. So I actually have three things I'm quite passionate about. And they are homeless, Alzheimer's, and kids. And so with the homeless people, you know, just because they're homeless, they're not helpless. If you actually take the time to like talk to these people, they have some fascinating and like often heartbreaking tragic stories of how they've ended up there, you know, and that's something pretty bad has to have happened for them to choose to actually live out on the streets. And particularly now, Lily, it's freezing outside. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to live out in the freezing cold for the whole winter. That's not cool in my book. So I do like to support homeless people. And, you know, that's not just giving money to the charity, but when you see someone, talk to them, you know, rather than just throw some money at them. The fact that some other humans actually acknowledge that they exist and is interested in them, that probably means more to them than chucking a quid at them. So homeless and the Alzheimer's, you know, that scares me more than cancer. Like you have this healthy body, but you're just not there anymore. You know, I haven't personally had anyone close have it, but knowing friends who've been through it, they said it's a horrible thing. You have your mum or your granddad or someone very close to you, and they don't even know who you are. It's so that does scare me. And you know, I'm the mindset geek.
Yes, I can see the connection.
Yeah, to keep that, you know, the brain going, which actually I think I was reading a book on it the other day, that's actually a lot to do with what you're eating. Well, so if you're eating a lot of the carbs and the sugar, you get lots of plaques on your brain, and then that slowly starts to kick off the mental decline. So it's, you know, keep your brain active, but I think with the health issues, particularly the mental ones, it's actually what you're feeding yourself.
So avoid carbs?
Yep, carbs, sugar, all of that stuff. You know, we've been fed that carbs are great, eat lots of cereal, all of that kind of stuff. I think the doctors in the industries are suddenly realizing that wasn't such a good idea. Yeah, so it's just the eating healthy, you know, actually, can you cook it from scratch? Do you know what's in it? And yeah, try and cut down on the sugar a little bit.
Okay.
And then also kids as well. But, and we discussed that a bit earlier. You know, imagine if the mindset education and personal development were actually part of the curriculum, how different kids would be, and, you know, they'll be able to cope with life rather than fixing broken adults.
Yeah. But then you'll be out of work.
Sorry?
If all the kids were given mindset help, there will be no broken adults for you to fix.
Ah, but this is the trick with coaching, Lily. So there's two things you do as a coach. You're either removing or dealing with what the client's preoccupied with. So either, you know, the negative thoughts, the self-doubt, worry, or some situation that's going on, or they're not thinking big enough. So once you've like cleaned people up a bit, which is what I do, then you get to the actual fun stuff, going, right, what are we going to create? Let's do some big, crazy stuff. Yeah, and I genuinely believe, and if you ask any super successful person, having a coach or mentor is not an option. It's a mandatory thing if you want to be successful and keep growing and learning. Because there's always something, there's always another level you can go up to.
Indeed. That is something that I completely agree with you. We all need someone that we can refer to and, you know, check in with to help us make some of the decisions that, you know, we are sometimes either unsure of. Half the time we know the answer, we just need someone else's support to guide us to the answer.
Exactly. And particularly anyone who's listening who wants to start their own business, get a coach.
Yes.
You know, find someone who's a few steps ahead of you, or like yourself, Lily, like a branding coach, or a sales and marketing coach, you know, with a bit which you are not good at and know nothing about.
Yeah.
Never built up a successful business before. Go and get a coach. Yeah. And that will collapse the timeline to you having a successful business.
Thank you for that, Susan. Contact details. How can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice on shifting their mindsets?
So you can find me on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm Ask Madison, and also on YouTube as well. But if you just Google Ask Madison or Susan Madison, you'll find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The best way to get a hold of me is send me a tweet or message me. And you can also email me, which is ask@susanmadison.com.
Okay, thank you. So finally, what are your top three tips for our listeners?
Okay, so this is going to sound a little bit strange. I've discussed it earlier, that first bit, that foundation, which I really would love for you to get in place, is that know thyself, love thyself. So what I would like you to start doing is start a love affair with yourself.
Ooh!
And, you know, the three tips for that. So first of all, number one, flip your negative self-talk. Stop criticizing yourself and talk to yourself like someone you love.
Yeah.
And number two, stop putting everyone else first. You know, I know you do it.
We all do it, especially us women. God.
Exactly. Particularly if you're a mum, you're always serving everyone else first. But, you know, the more energy you have, the more you can give, the more love you have, the more you can give, you know, and just the more of you, you know, if you're successful, you'll have more money and the more you can give. So I would love it if you would be number one in your life.
Yes.
And start treating yourself like someone you love. And final tip is accept you as you are right now.
Yes.
When you look in that mirror, look at yourself like someone you love.
Can you say, would it be really bad if you looked in the mirror and you gave yourself a kiss?
Oh, go for it. Actually, you know, at coaching, that's one of the tasks, is look in the mirror and actually like the bits you like and actually look in the mirror and say, I love you. Thank you. You're amazing. The women clients, they're more up for doing that. But the guy clients, I was like, have you looked in the mirror and said you're amazing today? And they're like, no, I haven't quite done that yet. But I'm saying it to myself in my head.
They're mouthing it. They're not saying it.
But no, do. And the more you do it, it might feel a bit weird at first, but the more you build that confidence and that self-love, the easier that will be.
Great.
And it's your confidence and your self-love is yours to develop or undermine. And that's your choice.
Great. Thank you. Susan Madison, you are certainly one of a kind with such an inspiring story. I've learned a lot today, and what I'm taking away with me is to fall in love with myself. Lily is about to fall in love with Lily. Everybody. Anyway, listen, Susan, I wish you enormous success with your mindset coaching business. Will you come back and come and sit with us again and update us on your adventures?
Of course I will. I'd be more than happy to come and spend an hour with you again, Lily. I think you're fabulous.
Thank you. And listeners, if you have any questions for Susan, just email her at ask@susanmadison.com. You can also email me at lilyabot@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to pass the message on. Please tune in again for the next episode of Tea with Lily, where I have another inspirational guest. I'm your host, Lily Menteyabot, and until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good. Miss Susan Madison, thank you.
Thank you, Lily. And I want to hear about this love affair with yourself.